A Jewish Girl in Paris by Melanie Levenzorn. Read by Louisa Patikas and Imogen Wilde. For Pascal, my love, my life, and my home. And in memory of Melanie Levenzorn, my namesake, who was deported to Auschwitz in 1943 at age 19. Author's note. Love and extraordinary coincidences not only changed the lives of the protagonists in this novel, but also my own. When I married my husband Pascal in 2013 and took his last name, Levenzorn, I became the namesake of his first cousin once removed. Melanie Levenzorn lived in France as a student in the early 1940s and was deported to Auschwitz in December 1943. No one knows for sure if she survived the concentration camp or not. My husband found out about this part of his family history in 2005 at the bat mitzvah celebration of his oldest daughter Amanda, when his cousin Jacobina Levenzorn revealed the existence of her half-sister, Melanie. Her father had told Jacobina about his first marriage and daughter Melanie only on his deathbed in 1984 and made her promise to search for Melanie. Jacobina spent over 10 years trying to find the half-sister she never knew. She contacted Holocaust organizations, experts and researchers around the world. All traces ended at Auschwitz. Jacobina kept the letters and historical documents she compiled during those years in a binder labelled Melanie Levenzorn and gave it to Pascal. Finding the binder in his office, I immediately immersed myself in her tragic fate. The remarkable coincidence that exactly 70 years after Melanie became a victim of the atrocities of Nazi Germany, another Melanie Levenzorn from Germany joined the family, and the fact that I studied in France, just like my namesake, caused an emotional upheaval in our family. Melanie's fate and our identical name captivated me completely. I felt an urgent need to create a special memorial for her. That's what inspired me to write this novel. Yet, it isn't a biography. Although the book is based on real facts and lives, my characters are all fictitious. When I was pregnant, my personal coincidences and emotional connection with Melanie reached a peak with the due date of our daughter, Aurelia, being on Melanie Levenzorn's birthday. Whether it is fate or destiny that inspired me to write this novel, I hope that the listeners of A Jewish Girl in Paris will share some of the intense emotions I experienced when crafting the twists and turns of this story. Melanie Levenzorn. Chapter 1. Jacobina. Montreal, 1982.
Blood, wheezed the old man, breathing heavily through his mouth. Blood.
His voice cut the silence like scissors through paper, the first word in 2 days. Jacobina, who was curled up on the narrow armchair next to the bed, sat up with a start and looked at her father. His eyes were half open. Tiny flakes of skin peeled from his lips. She had been sitting there in the overheated room for hours, watching him sleep. He lay motionless, the corners of his mouth turned downwards, the slight rise and fall of his chest the only sign that he was alive. A few times, Jacobina herself had dozed off. Every 15 minutes the silence was broken by the muffled chiming of a church tower, a regular reminder that some more time had passed. Jacobina would then glance at her watch to see which quarter of an hour had just been rung out. Was it 3:30 already, or only 2:30? A nurse came in 4 times a day. In the mornings, the calm blonde woman appeared to take his temperature and blood pressure. She handled the instruments deftly and confidently, placing the cuff gently around the patient's arm. Jacobina heard the rubber ball being pumped up, and a short while later, the hiss of the air being released. The sister made a note and disappeared. In the afternoons, the red-haired nurse with the squeaky rubber soles came.
You should go home now,
she said each time in her broad Quebec French, as she changed the drip or emptied the urine bag.
He's exhausted.
But Jacobina only ever shook her head, the nurse's coarse accent ringing in her ears. She did go eventually and spent the nights in a small hotel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?